Goetzian J. St. Helena, California, December 12, 1908. Mrs. J. Goetzian Madison, Tennessee. Dear Sister Goetzian, I should be much pleased to have a good free talk with you. I have been thinking how short the time is in which we can work, and I am pained that so little is being done by many among us. Very many are deficient in religious experience. A few days ago, I had a special experience. I was feeling sadness of soul, for I longed to see a deeper work done for our churches. I desired to see a decided waking up on the part of church members. For weeks I had been depressed, but in the latter part of the afternoon, my soul became very peaceful in Christ. There seemed to be a canopy over me, and I felt shut in with Christ. I experienced perfect peace. I said aloud, "I know that my Redeemer lives. I know He cares for me." See Job 19, verse 25. Since that time, I have had clearness of mind to write. Last week, Brother Schultz paid me a visit. He talked to me as though, because I had purchased the land at Buena Vista, it was my duty to make a large donation to the school. When I told him that I had sold my place in Healdsburg in order to obtain money to carry on my work of book publication, he said, "And yet you advise the purchasing of the place, and money has to be raised for it, a large sum?" I told Brother Schultz the reasons why the school should be located in a rural district, where there were plenty of trees and land to be cultivated. I told him that the health of the students required that they have physical exercise out of doors, and that it was for just such a place as the Buena Vista property that we had been seeking. I might have represented to Brother Schultz the advantages of the Buena Vista property, but I said as little as possible, though I thought a good deal. What the prospect is of getting your money, I do not yet know. If you choose to let the school have this, I shall be relieved of a burden. I will do something, but I cannot do much. I hope we can secure gifts sufficient to enable us to secure the place. Please let me understand the terms of your loan. I have not one question or doubt in regard to the purchase of the Sonoma property. There are several towns within easy distance of Buena Vista where meetings can be held and the truth preached. About 10 miles from Buena Vista is Petaluma, where Brother Chapman and his family lived. Then there is Santa Rosa, about 20 miles away. The interest should be revived in these places where the truth has been preached in the past. I shall be glad to hear from you in regard to the proposition you have made concerning your loan to the school. Please let me know the terms. I will respond when I hear from you.